farmers granted $16 billion countering China's unjustified retaliatory tariffs. By Michelle Moons on May 24, 2019. President Donald Trump directed assistance for America's farmers while long-term trade deals are negotiated, leading the Agriculture Secretary to announce $16 billion in aid Thursday. U.S. Department of Agriculture, USDA. Secretary Sonny Perdue revealed the $16 billion in programs assistance Thursday as one of several actions aimed at mitigating the effects of retaliatory Chinese tariffs and trade disruption on American agricultural producers. President Trump authorized the $16 billion plan that the USDA stated was in line with expected impact on the industry. The plan is meant to support agricultural producers while the president works to make headway on long-standing market access barriers. Secretary Sonny Perdue said, China hasn't played by the rules for a long time and President Trump is standing up to them, sending the clear message that the United States will no longer tolerate their unfair trade practices, which include non-tariff trade barriers and the theft of intellectual property. President Trump has great affection for America's farmers and ranchers, and he knows they are bearing the brunt of these trade disputes. I've never known of a president that has been more concerned or interested in farmer well-being and long-term profitability than President Trump, Perdue stressed. The plan we are announcing today ensures farmers do not bear the brunt of unfair retaliatory tariffs imposed by China and other trading partners, he went on. Our team at USDA reflected on what worked well and gathered feedback on last year's program to make this one even stronger and more effective for farmers. Our farmers work hard, are the most productive in the world, and we aim to match their enthusiasm and patriotism as we support them, the secretary declared. The Trump administration issued similar assistance to farmers last year under a previous round of retaliatory tariffs levied by China on U.S. products. This comes as the U.S. and China remain locked in trade negotiations that continue despite recent setbacks after previous progress. Michelle Moons is a White House correspondent for Breitbart News. Follow on Twitter at Michelle Diana and Facebook.